Welcome to Rock Strikes 10, the show guaranteed to always give you 10 songs, no more, no less. My name is Joey. I want to thank all of you for tuning into the show here today, whether you're doing it on cnjradio.com or you're subscribed on iTunes, never missing one single show. Thank you very much. All right, let's just get down to it. Today is November 22nd, 2013, and it's been 50 years since JFK came to Dallas and didn't leave with his life. I don't know what else to say about that. I hate when I'm going to have a lot of rants on this show. It's going to be kind of a weird show, possibly a somber show. And yes, I am doing a Kennedy episode. So this whole thing is what I consider the most fascinating piece of history ever. I mean, like, I do like history and, you know, very fascinated by it. But to me, this is the moment in time. You know, I mean, you could talk about all the big things that ever happened in this world. And to me, this is one of the most pivotal things right here. You know, people say, oh, you know, one person died. You know, there's been instances in history where millions of people died. And, you know, I totally understand that. But to me, as an American, this is pretty much the day where, you know, I think in retrospect people realize, at least those that care to realize, that this is when the government stopped being for the people 100% and was in it for the dollar. Because why else would you kill the guy? You know? Yeah, no, it wasn't the lone nut. I am a conspiracy theory guy when it comes to Kennedy, for sure. So, we'll see where this show takes me here. But, yeah, starting off the show here today with one of the more famous songs about, and of course, all 10 songs are going to be about this subject, as you probably could have guessed by now. But one of the more popular songs, one of the more known songs, as crazy as it is a song by the Misfits, their second single ever. And not only does this song deal directly in the assassination of JFK, but even the cover of the original single depicts a pretty graphic headshot of Kennedy, even though it's not the actual kill shot. So, obviously a very tongue-in-cheek for the most part, but here you go. There's some truth in this song, and then there's some weird fiction to it also, but it's a cool song. You almost can't get more punk rock than this. This is the Misfits with Bullet. There you go. Like I said, that was the Misfits with Bullet, their second single ever from 1978. You can find that song on many different Misfits collections. It originally appeared on CD, like on the compilation for Misfits Collection number 1. So, there you go. Yeah, I'm a little tired. I haven't been up very long today, and, you know, it's a somber show. So, and I hate when, like, you know, the way the media has turned, and, you know, I'm turning into one of those, hey man, you know, kind of guys today, I'm sure, but hey. But I hate the way that the media, the 50th anniversary of the JFK, I hate using the word anniversary, which to me has such a positive connotation on anything like this. You know, the anniversary of 9/11, like, what the fuck is that? I just think it sounds really dumb, and it's just, you know, buzzwords used to soften the blow, I guess. Because make no mistake, while this is going on, and maybe it's because I live near the epicenter here. I live just a few minutes away from Dallas, a few minutes from Daly Plaza, a few minutes away from Bell Helicopter, you know, all the big tie-ins. But, you know, it's... If you're going to celebrate the life of the man, do it on his birthday. Don't do it on the day that we killed him. And yes, this country did kill their own president. It's as close to fact as I believe, at least, so... Anybody with half a brain can study this case for 5 minutes and realize that some shit was wrong about this, so... And I don't think it's unpatriotic to question your country over shit that they did that was terrible. I think it's actually more patriotic than anything else. I'm one of those guys. Alright, so moving on here, sticking with the punk rock, of course. A lot of punk rock tacklings of things like this when the government does something really stupid. Punk rock will call you out on it. Yeah, so that's what art can do sometimes, so... And Lee Ving would probably hate me referring to his band as art. But I love Lee Ving and I love Fear. And off of their second album, More Beer, the last track on there, here it is. This is Now You're Dead. There you go. That was Now You're Dead by Fear. Like I said, that was from 1985, at least the release of More Beer is. And you can find that on the CD reissue of More Beer. And it was actually a bonus track that was from the original recordings of the first singles that they did. So, not recorded specifically for this record, but that's the CD you can find it on. And that's a great record. Just slightly not as good as the first album, but still very, very good, so check it out. Alright, moving on here, the next song, and this guy here definitely is a Kennedy buff, or at least he was, has many references to it in his songs and videos, specifically the Come a White video. I'm talking about Marilyn Manson, by the way. If you ever saw the Come a White video, one of the great videos of all time, to where... he reenacts the assassination with himself as Kennedy and his girlfriend at the time, Rose McGowan, as Jackie O. But an interesting twist, they do it during what appears to be kind of a Day of the Dead festival. So, really interesting imagery there. And, you know, I'm a Marilyn Manson fan. This era especially, where he's on a really massive run of great records. And make no mistake, despite the fact that, you know, Marilyn Manson is a shock rock act and a metal act, but they made some amazing records. And Hollywood is no exception. It's kind of the peak of his run as far as commercial appeal goes. But the Hollywood album is just drenched in references to Kennedy and also John Lennon getting killed and, of course, Jesus and stuff like that. So, and I think it's a great record. I think it's borderline genius. It's pretty damn cool. So there's a direct song about the Kennedy assassination on here, which kicks off with an actual sample from a news clip, which they distorted enough. I'm not sure who it is, but it kicks off the track here, so listen to it. It's real subtle, but, well, maybe not so subtle. There's nothing subtle about Marilyn Manson, but here you go. From the Hollywood record, this is President Dead.
The president is dead. Let us pray.
There you go. From 2000's Hollywood, that was Marilyn Manson with President Dead. And like I said, that's a great record. I saw him on that tour also, and there's a DVD from that tour that's definitely worth watching. So right there at the peak. So, all right. And I'm still a fan, even though the last record was just kind of so-so. But the two records before that, Eat Me, Drink Me and the High End of Low, were very stellar records, I think, actually. So, next song here, I was actually completely unaware of this song, honestly, until just a few weeks ago. So, but from 1980, Saxon, who I don't think I've played Saxon on the show yet, but I do like Saxon. I saw them a few years ago at Rocklahoma. And I don't think they played this song. Obviously, I probably would have remembered if they had. But a direct reference to the entire Kennedy assassination. And they'll lay it all out for you lyrically here, so here you go. Enough of my yakking. This is Saxon with Dallas, 1 p.m. We'll be right back. right, there you go. That was Saxon with Dallas 1 p.m. You can find that song on the 1980 record Strong Arm of the Law. So there you go. I'm still pretty new to that song, but I thought that was kind of interesting. It was like the last track on that album. Pretty heavy-handed for a band from the new wave of British heavy metal, but I think it's kind of cool that they did it. All right, the next song here is actually from one of my favorite albums of all time, and once again, showing my ignorance in places, I've been listening to this album for forever, practically, and I never realized that this song was about the Kennedy assassination. I saw it on a list, and I'm like, really? And then I went back and listened to it, I'm like, okay, all right. And finding out that they used to use footage of the Zapruder film, which is the film that shows the actual assassination, and which proves the conspiracy, so the Zapruder film is definitely one of the most important films probably ever filmed, honestly. So, it took years for us to actually see that, because, you know, obviously, if they'd have shown it at the time, there would have been probably a massive outrage, and all the proof that they lied to us would have been out there. But anyway, all that being said, this is a song by the band The Human League, and this is off one of the great albums of all time, the record Dare. If you don't have this record, you should have this record, you know. Even if you're not a fan of the new wave genre, however you want to call it. But I know people that are like hardcore jazz guys in my life that have even sworn by this record. Like, this is a great record. And it's entirely done with synthesizers. There's no real instruments on here, but they still managed to create a great album. And like I said, there's a song directly referencing the Kennedy assassination, which still blows my mind that I just couldn't figure that out. Obviously, I'm not going to the Human League for lyrics, you know, so proof positive. But here you go. Check this one out. This one is pretty crazy. And an entirely different context now for me, but this is Seconds.
Time to take his life.
There you go, that was Seconds by the Human League from the album Dare. Dare is an essential album that you must have. Came right there, right at the beginning of the 80s. And going to the end of the 80s, I'm very surprised that I'm playing this band. Not that I don't like this band, but it's just really random. And especially the fact this is off their most successful album. And everybody, including myself, pretty much just knew the one song off of it. But I have to put this song on here. Not that it's the greatest song ever, but it ties into the theme, and I wanted something that directly referenced this. And, you know, for those of you who may not be familiar with looking into all the different details and nuances of the assassination and why it is definitely a conspiracy and nothing else, things like When the car makes its final turn and it's going down that road past Dealey Plaza and shots have already rang out. Now, any well-trained Secret Service agent that's driving the car, hear a shot, speed away. Nope, not in this case, because the car and the driver went all the way down at one point to 11 miles an hour. You go and watch the Zapruder film, you can clearly see the driver looking at Kennedy and not looking ahead at the road to which he should be looking at because he should be speeding away. And only after the actual kill shot does the driver turn to face the road and then speed away. So there you go. And directly referencing that, this is a band called Was Not Was. Yes, the band that did Walk the Dinosaur, but a really cool oddball kind of artsy band with funk tendencies, so I thought they were actually pretty cool. And this is off that famous album, What Up Dog, but right there in the middle of the whole thing, there's this song, 11 Miles an Hour. There you go. That was Not Was, led by super producer Don Was, with 11 Miles an Hour from their most successful album, What Up Dog. So, there you go. That lays it out there quite a bit for me. And one song that's going to be laying it out quite a bit, and, you know, it's just one of those things. It's almost kind of a in general thing, but I figured it was apropos to play it here on the show. And he's a Texas artist to boot, so he should have his say. So here you go. Not terribly rock and rolla, but I think his attitude is very rock and roll, very punk rock, so a guy that plays by his own rules, for sure. I mean, he's he's had a storied career in life, so go look him up. And without further ado, this is Steve Earle with Conspiracy Theory.
Thank you. yourself again, there are no secrets. Go on, tell yourself that you don't wanna know. It's best that you leave, you don't hear the footsteps that follow you around no matter where you go. Maybe you were thinking that it didn't matter. Maybe you believe nobody else will care. But once you've added every little lie together, you finally find the truth is always waiting there. Hush now, don't you believe it. Cover your head and close your eyes. Now, take it or leave it. Go back to bed now, don't you cry. Hush now, don't you believe it. Cover your head and close your eyes.
From 2002's Jerusalem album, that was Steve Earle with Conspiracy Theory. So, definitely needed to play that one here on the show today. Now onto the next song, very directly referenced to the Kennedy assassination, for sure. Or else, this is one of those instances where this song definitely would have never been written otherwise. But a really cool band, called Camper Van Beethoven. Pretty cool band, actually. If you don't know about them, you should definitely look them up. They've got some great stuff out there. And I was crude enough to them to not realize that this song existed, but I'm glad I found it. Went ahead and just downloaded it real quick for the show. Throw it on here. So, here you go. This is Camper Van Beethoven with Jack Ruby.
Daylight.
There you go. That was Kemper Van Beethoven with Jack Ruby from probably their most successful album, Key Lime Pie. It came out in 1989. That album also contains their very, very awesome version of Pictures of Matchstick Men. So if you haven't heard their Status Quo cover, you definitely should. It's a song that's been covered quite a few times, but that's one of the better versions. And I like that song. I think they're a really cool band, like I said, so go check out. That seems like the record you definitely want to get if you have to pick one. So, all right. Second to last song here on the show. Another band from that era, and I'm a big fan of this band, and it's one of those things where you have to kind of dig around for the references to this, but, you know, if you really look hard, they'll be there, but it's also kind of subjective as to who the song is about. Even though they put a lot of hints to who it may be about in the music video, so they kind of keep you guessing. But I kind of like that, you know. Maybe subtlety sometimes is the better way to go. I don't know. But a band called XTC. Like I said, I've played them on the show before, and I'm a massive fan of the songwriting here. Andy Partridge, he's just great. The guy is definitely on another level. And like I said, who is this song really about? You can definitely, if you want to, you can definitely hear Kennedy references in there. And if you want, you can also hear Jesus references in there. You know, or many other things. But I think the song is great, so I wanted to put it here on this particular episode. So here you go. This is XTC with The Ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead.
Spreading
that was XTC with the Ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead. That was the kickoff song on their 1992 record called Nonsuch. Like I said, if you're a fan of great songwriting with a little bit of attitude also, check out XTC. You definitely should. One of the great bands of all time. All right, last song here on the show. I thought I would do more talking on the show, probably because I'm in a rush today and I wanted to get this out. I could go on and on about this, so this could have been like a 4-hour show, me just yakking, you know, about what I believe about it, but, you know, maybe you should just make up your own mind, but, you know, and also part of me is like, maybe I should say more stuff. It's my show. What's the point of having a show if I don't say things like this? So, what I can really tell you is, you know, if this doesn't concern you and you don't care about it, I'm almost envious, because to me, things like this are hard to ignore. And all I can really say is this is probably exhibit A of don't believe everything you read, you know, or at least things you're force-fed to read and to think about, because, you know, it's not always true. And this is proof positive that we've been lied to. And there's no excuse for that. You know, if you really want to know what I believe, you can just email me. And we can talk about it if you want to talk about it. Otherwise, I won't be so heavy-handed. That's my attitude about it today. Tomorrow, it could be different. So let's play one more song. There's only a kind of a quick reference to the JFK assassination in this song. But I thought it was a good closer. It's definitely somber enough. But a band also I like a lot. A lot of stuff from the mid to late 80s playing here on the show today. It's interesting that that was the thing. Maybe it's because they were at the halfway mark of where we are now. They were, you know, people talking about the 25th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. Maybe that's what brought along some of these songs. I don't know. But this is a great band, Concrete Blonde. This is off their most successful album from the early 90s called Bloodletting. And like I said, it's not, the whole song is not directly about Kennedy, but they do allude to it in the song, and I thought it was a good way to go out today. So here you go. This is Concrete Blonde with Tomorrow, Wendy.
Time are neatly tied. Oh, one way street, she's
There you go, closing off the show here today from the Bloodletting record. That was Concrete Blonde with Tomorrow Windy. And I think that's definitely an essential album that you should also get. So, two essential albums I played on the show here today, Bloodletting and Dare by Human League. Definitely go get those records. All right, that's just about going to do it here today. And, you know, I was finalizing the show last night, and I actually had tweeted John Dist over at the Bullpit, like, hey, where's my new Bullpit episode? Because I saw that he hadn't done one in like a month, and I loved the show. And I just said, I really just hope you're all right, man. If you're not putting out a show, I worry about some of these people. So, and actually, hopefully John will be coming on the show here in just a few weeks. But I just saw that last night, like midnight-ish, I saw that he put up a Kennedy episode. So I'm going to recommend heavily that you go listen to that, because anything I didn't say here on the show, he's probably going to say on here. Because usually I'll just say, more often than not, I agree with what John says on his show. So he tells it like it is, and he's not afraid to say anything. So go right now, go check out The Bullpit. Two words, The Bullpit. And check out his Kennedy episode. I haven't even heard it yet, and I actually on purpose did not listen to the show yet because I didn't want to copy anything on his show, but also I was kind of afraid that maybe we would kind of double on songs. So I'm actually going to go listen to it today. Hopefully that's not too much of the case, but if I did, that's fine. And if he did, that's fine. You know, we have similar taste, and that's cool. You know, if I ripped off a show as far as songs go or anything else, I would be happy that it was at least The Bullpit. So check it out. And that's also me going, I'm so stupid for not mentioning his name on the last episode. So John Dist, thanks for all the Twitter love and all that stuff, helping me out with the show. And I hope this helps out The Bullpit. So all 12 listeners, please go listen to that show. It's great. And it's, like I said, I'll tie this in. Just like on cnjradio.com, home of Rock Strikes 10, home of the flagship The Wrestling House Show, and a true alternative at the Synaptic with Randy Brown. Like I said, John's also a true alternative. Those are two shows you must be listening to. Why? Because they're totally different from each other, including my show. So you get the most variety possible in your rock and roll. That's always super important, at least to me. Thanks for sticking with me here on this episode. I hope you enjoyed it, despite the somber tone and theme. But I can't really talk about this subject without getting riled up, and I've really been restraining myself this whole episode, for better or worse. So that's it. We'll be back with something a little more positive on the next go-round. I don't have any more death episodes lined up, at least at this point. So people stop dying for a few months, and we can have a good old positive time. Hey, the holidays are coming up, so let's get into something fun here. Friends and family and all that. So thanks for listening here to Rock Strikes 10, and there'll be a final word here at the end, so check it out.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. I'm not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist capitalist scum fucks who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room, and this little film screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar, roll the film. And it's a shot of a Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before. It looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll. And then the screen goes up, and the lights come up, and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First, we bomb Baghdad. You got it.